rockets, and I didn't really believe it. But yeah, they really went to space. You hear that? Just give them the minimal effort. Asus wants minimal effort.
Bit in his shit. Can y'all eat Wingstop without the ranch?
But like, they're hijacking trucks and shit. So it wasn't all about street racing.
Yeah, but that lies like believable. Kind of, yeah. Like,
what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the TFTI podcast. Before we start, we do need to say something. So
address the elephant in the room.
Yeah. That's like my exact words.
Address the elephant in the room. So obviously a few months ago, Jesse left us, and you know he's doing other things, venturing in other things. And last week, Fernanda left us, so she decided to step down from the TFTI podcast, just for reasons of her wanting to do other things in her life, and she needed to put more time into those things to accomplish the things that she wanted to do. So she was, you know, so everything's fine. She just let us know, like, hey, in order for me to do this, I need to put more time, and that's me leaving the podcast so I can focus on that. So you know, we still love her, obviously, and good for her. We hope she does everything she wants to do, and we wish her the best. And yeah, we love you, Fetus. And well, guys, this is now just
us three.
Joey Crack,
just the fellas,
Lyra Cole, and your boy Jesus. But yeah, guys, all right, well, welcome to the podcast. And you know what, guys, we're not gonna let any of that, you know, affect this. You know, it's a sad, we love them, we miss them, but you know what, we got to keep it moving, guys. So let's jump in to the podcast, and let's jump into the intro. So Joey Crack.
Well, that wasn't the intro.
Yeah, that was kind of the intro. Okay.
Let's jump into the intro. No, bad. So we got Joey Crack right here to my right. We got Lyra Cool to my left. And you got Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I guess that was the intro because I said it once.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so, you said everybody's
Yeah,
name,
you're 100% right. So. Mm-hmm. My bad.
You are right.
So we can't use this sign no more. Nobody's seeing that.
We're you know.
Pull that up.
Kind of retire that. Yeah.
We'll use it.
We'll figure out.
Good for something else.
Yeah.
No worries. But yeah, well, let's get this show on the road, guys.
Well, I mean, how was everybody's fourth? Just give a quick rundown.
Yeah, the fourth
was pretty good.
Good.
We popped some fireworks with the kids. And my daughter was scared at first, but it seemed like she warmed up to it there towards the end of the night. But it was cool.
Yeah.
How old is your daughter yet?
2.
Okay.
Yeah, mine didn't really. We didn't really do anything. We sat at the house. We chilled. We made hamburgers, and then that was it. But they were popping fireworks like all fucking night.
Mm-hmm.
My son went to sleep in the living room because he could hear everything through his window.
And then that's how it's been in Burleson for like the past few weeks. I'm sure you heard it.
Did you see the out there too? They had the the Burleson fireworks show last night. Did you see it?
I don't think so.
I guess this is I lived there last year, but I didn't realize that everybody parks right behind my house in that open parking lot. So after it was done, I go outside and it looks like a parade outside my house because there's cars lined up trying to get out. And I guess they're trying to take a shortcut.
I didn't even know they did that over there.
Yeah. Dude, it was going on for about maybe like 20 minutes probably. I was in my living room watching a movie. So I was just
Could you see it? Like if you went outside?
If I went outside and walked to the street, I could see it.
To the main street?
Yeah. I could walk to that street and see it if I wanted to, but I didn't give a fuck about it. I popped fireworks on Saturday, so that I had enough. Like, I'm not a big firework person. Like, one night is good enough for me to pop some fireworks or just to see some fireworks. I'm not. Maybe if I had a family, that would be different. If I had some kids, they'd be like, yeah, let's go watch them. But just me, I really don't care to watch them that much. One night's enough for me, and that's it. And I tap out of it. I didn't get a chance to watch that movie you told us to watch.
Same wavelength. I was about to say, like, what was that movie that you asked? Because I didn't get to see it.
But the thing about it is you could spoil it, though, because I don't know. I will watch it, but I don't.
I don't even know what it
is. Well, I just get the little summary of it. It's called The Tomorrow War. Mm-hmm. The Tomorrow War with Chris Pratt.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good. I won't spoil it, but I will say it was pretty good. It wasn't like amazing or anything. Like, it wasn't like new some shit, but it was like good enough for me to continue watching it and seeing like how it ended. Like, I thought it was pretty good. But yeah, I mean, there's obviously some stuff, but I can't really you know, I don't
what's
want
it about?
So what was it that I'm thinking of? I thought somebody sent a screenshot, or was that something you sent?
Yeah, I watched it. That was on HBO Max, though. It's a whole completely different movie.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
That was a Brendan Fraser, right?
Yeah, he's in there. Yeah. And with Don Cheadle and Benicio Del Toro. What's his name? Yeah. I don't even know how to
pronounce it. Benicio Del Toro.
Yeah, him. He's in it, too.
No, I didn't see
that. That movie's not a bad movie.
I hadn't. That's the one I'm thinking of.
That's the one you want to watch.
This one was like an alien movie.
Okay, that one. I know exactly what you're talking about. I saw the previews of it.
Yeah. So basically, they come from the future, like themselves from the future come back to let them know, like, we need help in the war that's going on in the future, and like, it's going to happen here. So we need to know how to stop it there so we can stop it here type shit. So then it becomes like this whole, like, all military goes, and then like sooner or later becomes like a draft because then they start losing soldiers, and like, it's pretty cool. Like, the way it is pretty cool, but like, I don't want to spoil it like that, but like, it was a good movie. It was good. It was decent. I'd watch it again for sure. The aliens were fucking, they're fucking crazy on there. Like, those are aliens that I don't even know how you fight. I can see why they wiped out humanity. Like, those motherfuckers just didn't care. Like, they were just fast. Like, The Quiet Place meets Predator. Like, those type of aliens like that. Very just strong, just smart, but fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was pretty good. I'm sure you guys were so second. I know Joe said you can spoil it, but I don't want to spoil Flare Girl because I know you'll like it. But yeah, watch it. I watch it. What'd you think of the other movie? What'd you watch?
It's called No Sudden Move, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, No Subtle Move. No Sudden or No Sudden Move. I don't know. But yeah, the movie that just came out on HBO Max, and I have no idea what it was about, but I like the cast though. Like, you know, it was a decent cast, and I haven't seen Brendan Fraser in a movie in a long time. Yeah. He gained a lot of weight, and I don't know if he gained a lot of weight for this movie or he just gained a lot of weight in life.
Yeah, I think that's just how he is now.
He gained a lot of weight.
Like, I didn't even recognize the motherfucker. I was like, this guy is fat.
Well, first of all, don't disrespect Brendan Fraser like that. Second of all, he got blackballed out of Hollywood.
He did?
Yeah, he got sexually harassed by a guy, like a producer. Like, he grabbed his ass and like tried to stick his...
Brendan Fraser grabbed the guy's ass?
No, somebody did that to Brendan Fraser. Oh. And Brendan Fraser...
I didn't hear that story.
Yeah, when he's tried to speak up about it, they blackballed him out of Hollywood. And, like, his wife took all his money. And, like,
really?
His career went down the drain. And, like, he was getting... They were, like, he couldn't get no roles in Hollywood besides, like, almost, like, B-roll, C-roll
movies.
That's
why he got The Mummy? Or was this before
the,
after
this was
mummy?
After The Mummy. Oh. This was after his, like, high.
Oh, okay.
Like, once the high started, like, all this happened, like, he got blackballed out of there.
Yeah, because Crash came, like... a while after The Mummy and
this
that,
was when
right?
he was like still making like big ass movies, and then that happened and he was trying to stand up about it, and then everybody, because he's a guy, people were just like, bro, like, what the fuck, you know, like
the same thing. Didn't the same thing kind of happen with
Terry Crews?
Yeah. Like, they said like some little I don't know, it was a little Asian guy or white guy, like grabbed his
Asian
ass
dude,
or, in front of his wife too, I think, like his wife was like near there or was
right
next
there
to
she saw
and she kind of she encouraged him to like not do something, right?
Yeah, because she said, like, you're a big black dude. Like, look how it's going to, no matter what happened, like, look how it's going to look. Like, just look for you to get mad in this. Like, just don't.
Yeah.
And then he spoke about it and got made fun of. Like, oh, you should have beat his ass. But, like, people don't think, like, the actual, like, outcomes that's going to happen. Like, they don't think ahead. Like, they, you know, because obviously, like, that happens to you. Like, you are going to think in anger, but, like, that's good that Terry Crews had his wife to, like,
hold him back.
That
big old fucker would have probably killed somebody if he punched him.
For real. But they did that to Brendan Fraser, and DC Doom Patrol brought him back.
The Friendin?
Brendan Fraser?
He said Friendin.
Friendin Fraser.
And then once DC Doom Patrol started kicking in, like, he got pretty, he started, his career started kind of getting back up. So he's like now getting more roles and like kind of getting back into
Hollywood.
It's going
to be a comeback story.
Yeah, I hope so, man. His wife took like all his money, like everything. Damn. Like they, he.
I don't know that.
Yeah. They over here laughing at him and shit.
I used to like him. But yeah, it sucks that, I mean, I didn't really care for like.
So what's the story
the
that
movies.
You heard then? You said
I just heard that like he just kind of like fell off and people didn't really want to work with him, but I didn't know
why.
Like
yeah, he got black.
Oh, anyway, I mean, like I said, I'm not gonna spoil the movie either. I'm not gonna give any of the movie away. Actually, it just happened.
You don't even remember it, do you?
I just don't want to explain it because I hold on. Like, let me get through with this first. It's a long movie. It's about a 2-hour movie. And yeah, that's all I'm gonna say about it. Go watch it.
Yeah, let me get through this.
That lets me. Damn, I really want to watch this.
Because I also saw Fast 9 this week.
Oh, I was gonna ask you about that.
I saw Fast 9.
I don't give a fuck if you spoil that shit.
Why didn't you go with us? You were supposed to go. Remember?
Because I had a fucking shot list scheduled to do that night, and I text Anthony. I was like, "Bro, my fucking bad." And I told him the day before. I said, "Just go Wednesday, bro." I was like, "Cause I have plans now. Go Wednesday." He's like, no. I go, "Bro, I'm not gonna be able to make it. Just go Wednesday." And he's like, "No, we're good. And I was like, "Okay." And then this?
Yeah. I had no idea you were not going, so yeah. I was expecting you there.
Yeah.
Anyway. I mean, shit. You know, I kept hearing about them going to space, and I didn't really believe it.
But they went to space.
But, yeah, they really went to space.
Damn.
And at that point, it's just like, oh, my God. Like, come on, guys.
What number was this?
Nine. It
they
gives
just don't
you.
Know
you remember? It gives you actually shows you scenes. Remember in the first Fast and the Furious where Brian and Toretto are talking in his garage? He's like, "I beat a guy to death with a wrench or something." They actually show that part in the movie. Like they give a back, you know, actually show it, give a more of a backstory to it.
Well, that guy's like a janitor now or something, right?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that guy actually, Joe?
I can't spoil. Okay, don't spoil that. I'm gonna spoil it for you. I can tell you who the guy is.
No, don't spoil that part.
Okay.
I just want to see because I'm sure it's something ridiculous, and I want to see that.
Actually,
not if it's for family.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it has to do like with his brother too, because obviously,
yeah,
it has to do with his brother also, because his brother John Cena's in the movie too, so his brother goes.
The real question is, when is Ja Rule coming back? Because they brought everybody back except for Ja Rule, and it's not that I really want to see
Hector.
But at this point, they brought Hector back on part 4, right?
Did they?
Yeah. On Fast and Furious 4, they went back to interrogate Hector.
He's got enough nonsense to blow himself up.
I believe so.
I don't know, but what I want is for the last Fast and Furious, they just need to go back to regular street racing.
They
won't. But honestly, though, I was thinking during the movie, like people, you know, even I've been guilty of saying that it took like a wide turn into like they're like superheroes now. Yeah. But at the end of the Fast and the Furious, the first one, like it kind of not leads all the way into that, but like they're hijacking trucks and shit. So it wasn't all about street racing.
Yeah, but that was believable.
Kind of,
yeah,
like,
but
like I said, though, I'm guilty of it saying too, and they kind of just took it and ran with it
the way. Lyrical, it's believable to a point where you're like, that doesn't really seem possible, but not impossible. Like everything that they were doing where you're like,
I get what you're saying.
There's some way, and somewhere for, and I'm not saying, like, movies can be impossible. He's in love with John Wick. I'm in love with fucking Mission Impossible. Like, they can be impossible as they want. The thing is, though, when you set up a movie like Fast and the Furious and you do those type of stunts, you kind of go like, this is their like realistic groundbreaking. And then you go to space. And you get The Rock on the 8 fucking throwing a torpedo.
Even there's other scenes in the movie, but I can kind of see where they were going. I didn't know that, like I said, to this extent with shit that they're doing and they're like going like the cops are coming to
but
them.
But even Too Fast, Too Furious, the one with
Tyrese,
like didn't like go that crazy. You know, like there, that was still like, okay, this is kind of believable in that world, you know, like, but
even 3.
Then it just started like, hey, well,
they just,
why not? Just and, fucking
yeah,
do this.
It was 4 and, was the point where you kind of go like, this is the limit. Like on 4, you're like, this is the limit of what like street racing.
There's so many.
Yeah. Part 4 to me is one of the best ones because it feels like the direct sequel to part 1. Like it feels like part 1 and then it'd be part 4.
That's when Toretto came back, right?
Yeah.
In part 4.
It's just
that's
like
when they got
right
him out
there.
The.
What was 3?
Tokyo Drift.
Oh, I never saw that one.
The other one was called Fast and Furious, I think.
Yeah.
Not the Fast and the Furious. It was just called Fast and Furious because you know they were fast and they were furious.
Yeah, but I mean, it was real predictable. The movie, like as you're watching it, you know, like okay, well, this person's gonna, you know, this person's gonna do this, and you know, it was real predictable.
Tell me this. Don't ruin it. But was Han's return? You going like this is? Come on, get the fuck out of here. Was it like that, or was it kind of like okay?
No,
okay.
I was like okay.
Okay,
but you have to stay in.
Okay,
after the credits, you have to stay and watch because. Something happened that me and Amber like, what the fuck? Like, we didn't know what that meant. It just showed two characters that are in the movie.
Uh-huh.
But
don't you this is what he does, and then he gets trims a little bit closer to water.
Keep on.
Vin Diesel, Jason Statham, Keanu Reeves. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. But yeah,
leave it at that. Yeah.
imagination. And they did go to space, and at that point, it's just like, are you kidding me, guys? Like, get the fuck out of here.
Like, when they went to space, where you go like, okay, they went to space, this is dumber. When they went to space, where you're like, this is what they did in space.
It was just too much. Like, what they, you know, these guys have no experience in space. I don't know, like,
it's ludicrous and Tyrese.
What are y'all doing in there? Like, nah.
You got to see their past films.
They put out some great albums. And Lyric was right. You got to see the last films.
Yeah.
I think that's all the credit we need. Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, I hope y'all see it so we can laugh about it and dive more into it. We can laugh about it and talk about it.
It's only at movies. Yeah. I mean, at theaters.
Mm hmm. Not on anything else.
I have the movie pass. I'll probably watch it. I'll try to go there. Oh, fuck, I don't even know if I'll be able to go this week.
But, yeah, like I said, though, in a perfect world, once they do the last Fast and the Furious, I would like them to take it back to, like, the original. But they may have went too far to even go back.
Too far to go back now?
Yeah, they kind of set the bar too high. Like, that's why they couldn't. I don't think people will even be happy with, drag racing or anything.
Why are they racing in a Fast and the Furious movie? It's at that point.
Yeah. What the fuck's up with the cars?
Yeah, why are they racing? Why do they care about the Supra and stuff like that? That doesn't make any sense. Because right now, they went from these imported cars to, like, you know, souped-up vehicles to, like, just Lamborghinis, Ferraris, McLarens, like, just these high-end vehicles.
I do like how Dom, though, always has his Charger, though, in each film. It's, like, a better version. It's, like, it's the same,
Charger.
No, like, this, I mean, it's the same, maybe the same year, but it's a little different. Like, this one was a little lower to the ground, and the engine was in the back. I don't remember if the engines were in the back in the past movies, but you can see the engine in the back of the trunk.
No. They were in the front.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I like how he's always had that. His Charger is his staple, and he always has it. And I like that.
What's it called? Like his what? It's like his Batmobile, but like
something. Is that what he says?
Dom-mobile.
The Dom-mobile? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what would you rate it 1 to 10, Joey Crack?
11.
Oh, God.
Anthony gave me his rating.
I give it like a. Because it wasn't bad and it wasn't good. It was just like, I don't know. I'm going like with a 6.
Okay. That's what Anthony said too.
He said 6?
Yeah, he said a 6.
Okay.
He said it was he said what you said. He said it was predictable and he said it was okay. And then he said, I give it a 6. And then I said, this Han return, like, was it good or not? And he said, don't talk shit about Han. And then he never told me.
That's why I asked you. Yeah, Han's in there, but yeah. Let me give it a 6, but don't take my advice on it.
No.
Watch it for yourself, people. Watch it for yourself. Yeah. Which I'm pretty sure a lot of people have watched it.
A lot of people. Most of our viewers, those 12, have probably watched it as well.
I haven't even seen anybody post about it.
That's why they keep making them.
On Facebook?
Yeah, nothing. I haven't seen anybody say anything about it.
Well, that's a movie that, the way I told, you know, went to a lyrical, like he said, the John Wick movies and the Mission Impossible movies, he said Halloween, like somebody's like the Fast and Furious movies, like they can go up to 15, 20 and people would be like, I would watch
them. But they have
like,
to
yeah, be, I'm not proud of it. I do watch every damn one that comes out. It's almost like one of those, like, okay, I gotta fucking watch it. Like, you just have to.
But even then, like, those movies, to me, they're not like, when you talk about, I'm gonna go see a John Wick movie, you know the theme and you know, like, the universe. So you kind of go like, this works.
Yeah,
you know, same when you go to Halloween, you know the theme, you know the universe, so you go like, I like this world, like Mission Impossible, like there's other movies, but when you go to Fast and Furious, you almost go like, cool, and then you go, wait, why am I in this world now? Why am I in this world now?
Yeah, you
why
don't really know. It's like John Wick doing some kind of like flying Jet Li, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon shit.
And you'd be like, this doesn't.
Wait, no, that's not.
Yeah, why would people think it's cool and shit? Yeah, I agree. It just doesn't. Nah, you can't bring alien tech to a Mission Impossible movie. Like, at that point, it's like, I love aliens, but you're kind of losing me right here. Like, slow it down. All right? Let's stick with the Mission Impossible CIA shit.
Well, it doesn't get more impossible than that.
Yeah.
It's very true, though. That is very true. So 6 out of 10. Yeah. All right. Well, there we go, guys.
I think y'all probably relate to that once y'all watch it.
Yeah.
So. I'll check it out. Y'all watch it here soon and get back to me on what y'all think.
All right. I had a question. Actually, well, I had a little. Yeah, I had a. Yeah, I guess question. Do you guys, when you guys go to, when you guys go out to eat, do you guys prefer like a waiter who's like very happy? Like who's like, yeah, he's going to, he like loves his job, or someone who you're just like, just do the job. You know, like just like give me that medium energy. Like, I don't want to be like, I don't want to feel like when the waiter comes, I have to like talk with him now because he's so like happy and energetic and like very like, oh my God. So and so, you know, like, I don't want that. Like, at that point, I said, that's too much. That's too much. So do you think there's
but a... But are they good at their... each waiter are good at their jobs, though? Like,
yeah, yeah. Like, okay. would you rather have a bad waiter, a waiter who's not bad but not amazing, who's just doing their job, or a waiter who's, like, over the top, like, over-friendly, like, very, like, you're like, that's what really wants a tip. But, like, it's very to the point where you're just like, get off my space.
Well, shit. The way I see it is, like, they all want a tip.
Yeah.
And this guy's going the extra steps to... get it.
No, like, no, yeah.
So he's leaving an impression.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, if a waiter's always like that, the way I think of it is, that's why I don't know if I could ever be a waiter, because, like, I would probably bring my problems into work. Like, if I'm having a bad day, you're going to notice
See,
it.
See, and I don't want that
so,
either.
Yeah, yeah so I don't like that. Yeah, like, I can tell whenever, like, a waiter's mad about something, or they got something problems, going yeah. on back there, or mm-hmm. something just happened, or they got another bad table or something. Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't want that. But I want the waiters. But
I respect the ones who can. Okay, leave everything at the door.
Yeah, they play that part.
Fucking, all right, whole new personnel. All right, let's work. You know, they're at the job. You know, yeah. They're doing it. So I think I would prefer go the extra mile.
Yeah.
Because I don't mind tipping a little more if they're having good.
See, my thing is I'm gonna tip the same almost. Like, I'm always gonna tip like I tip. I don't tip high, but I tip pretty, like, I tip over the middle. Like, I tip right in the middle of high and, like, the medium. So, like, just do like, a good job. Like, I was a waiter, so I would prefer someone who I know, like, dude, I know you don't love to be here. So, just give me, like, a decent good job. Just check on me and do your thing. Like, I know. Just don't come here, like, giving me, like, Joseph, like, don't bring what's home over here. Because I was a waiter. So, I'm like, fuck, there's times where I'm just like, I'm in a bad mood. I don't want to be this whole, like, hey, you know, like, I just want to be like, hey, how's it going?
But so that's kind of so, like the know? Equivalent of, like, you at your job. Like, you know damn well nobody wants to do it. Mm-hmm. So that's like somebody saying, like, I'm okay if you just stand at the curb and chunk my shit at
well,
the
Well, not
door.
Like that. But what I'm saying is there's some FedEx drivers who, like, don't go. What I mean is, like, your job is, like, hey, get there, do it fast, put it nicely, do what you need to do. But don't go and, like. For me, it's like, it's a waste of time. I'm not going to sit there and meet my fucking customers and chit-chat and go in their garage and, like, so this is what, like, I don't got time for that shit. Like, I don't care. I want to be the guy who just leave that shit. Cool, man. I did my job good, blah, 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 blah. You know, like, I got other shit.
Make an impression but be forgettable.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Because I was at
But if you do, go for it. Go for it.
That's a hell of a talent for the people that do it.
What I'm saying is, like, you don't need to bring that with me. I know you're having a bad day. Dude, just come
just
in.
Give them the minimal effort.
Just give me the one where you're just like, oh, I can relax here. I don't feel like I'm pressured. Like, just do a good job. Boom, done. I was a waiter before.
Because, like I said, I was out watching Concrete Cowboy, like, maybe last month when the Mavs were playing. I was with Dre. We went out, and a few other friends met us out there, and he got annoyed because the waitress, she kept coming a lot to check on us, and he was like, man, just get kind of annoying. I'm like, what is? Like, what are you talking about? You're like, well, she keeps coming over here, like, every couple minutes. I'm like, okay. I said, so let me ask you this then. I was like, would you rather a person come way too often or not enough? And he was like, yeah, you're right. Like, I like that. Yeah. I'd rather her come more than I want her to than – her take like 15 minutes to come back.
Yeah, no, I agree
back.
With that. I completely
agree
with that.
You know what I mean?
Part,
and I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, okay, you're right. And I was like, okay, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I agree with you. Definitely. Yeah. I would prefer them like every fucking 5 minutes. I don't get annoyed by them. I get annoyed if they come and they're just like, tell me about your life. And I'm just like, I just want to eat and chill with the people. You know, I want to chill with my friends that I brought here. Like, you know, like, I don't mind chit chat.
I like whenever they come and they're like, is everything good? Y'all need anything or whatever? But yeah, well, I'd rather them come more often than
not enough.
Because often. That same person would be like, where the hell's our waiter at? Yeah. You know, like, this is ridiculous.
Just like right, like, now, like, you could be waiting for 15 minutes for him. Like,
and that's how, but we've been at Buffalo Wild Wings where we'll be like waiting.
Yeah, well,
waiting.
Buffalo Wild Wings, you're
their service
wait,
is horrible now.
That's just Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I've ate there before. Yeah, like, I've got food there, but I haven't ate there.
Just going to the kitchen and getting your
own shit.
Yeah,
let me just make them myself, guys. No, you're right. I do prefer one to come more often.
Yeah, that's just a question I think people should ask themselves. Because I'm pretty sure there's people that get annoyed when the waitress or waiter comes too much, but then just think, okay, well, you want that or rather have them come every 15, 20 minutes? Because that can happen too.
And I have a lot of patience with like waiters and waitresses and stuff, because it's like they got a lot of people. They're dealing with several different personalities. Some people are already pissed off and just waiting for something to go wrong. So they're treating them like shit. I don't like that they take all the heat whenever somebody gets the order wrong or whatever. Like, it's not their fault.
Unless,
it's the cook.
Unless, you know, I don't like how some waiters or waitresses, they don't write nothing down. They just take it on the head.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're just like, please. Yeah. Just
and you're just like, what are you doing? Pretend. Like, write this shit down.
Yeah,
like,
I don't even remember
I'm
what
cool
he
with
ordered.
It.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm
cool
like,
with it.
Yeah,
like,
that's whatever.
Yeah, it looks like if the order's wrong, then I think you have a, you know, you have a good reason to be like, to be mad at them then.
Yeah, just be a little bit upset.
You know? Well, yeah, I mean, something like that. Yeah. Like, at least write it down.
No, I agree with you. And I do want to say, though, they do have a good talent because, like Lyrical was saying, sometimes they go in and they're in a bad mood. Like you were saying, Joe, like, they come in with the bad mood, but they change. Like, for them to change immediately and to, like, not let that affect them is great. Like, that, to me, is, I'm just like, that's a fucking superpower because, like, it's very hard. Like, I've worked at retail, and there's times I'm just like, I just need to walk away because I'm about to go off on this motherfucker, you know? But I hate when people complain on those people, you know, like, oh, you did this wrong, you did this, or you know, you do a dumb job. I'm like, she's having a bad, or he's having a bad day, changed it up, gave you good service, is very, very happy, fucked up on one thing the kitchen did, and you can't hide your fucking, you can't leave with at home, you can't leave your baggage at home, you have to bring it and take it out on the waiter or waitress. Like, to me, I'm like, you're the one who's unprofessional. Mm-hmm. Like, how are you saying shit to them, but they're over here calm, keeping control, keeping their cool, and you're flipping over the smallest fucking thing. I have family members like that. I have an aunt like that.
Yeah, we all
you
do.
Know? And I love her to death, but sometimes
you have an
I'm
aunt
like,
that's a Karen?
She can be a little bit.
Do I know her?
Yes, okay. You do. You do know her. I think
I know exactly
very,
what
very
about.
Well.
Okay, yeah.
But I love her to death. Sometimes she can be a Karen. And I've been there where I'm just like, when they're like, yeah, we got all this for free. I'm like, for what? And my cousin's like, because they're riching. And I'm just like, oh,
and
my
it's in,
God.
Like, do y'all have any, been out with any family members or people y'all know that, well, maybe this exact thing that you said, but they just find something wrong. Like, it could be like, they, no, I don't want to, I'm not going to throw them out there like this, but I know, I used to know, I still know this person very close, but they like, they might not like the burger and everything's exactly the way they wanted. They're like, I didn't like it. Let me get something else. And I'm just like, bro, would you order that? I don't know. Maybe I'm just being too nice. Like, if that's what I ordered and I'm not the biggest fan of it, I'll still eat it. I won't send it back.
That is a lie. That is a lie.
About what, bitch?
That is a fucking lie. I know, because one time you ordered Taco Bell and you had 3 tacos and you open and you go, they got lettuce. You want them? And you didn't eat any of those.
Yeah, no, but I meant like taking them back over there and be like, I don't want
okay,
this.
Yeah,
give me something else.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah, I was about to say, I can't see him doing that.
I thought you meant like you're just like, oh, I'll still eat them. I'm like, no, I've seen you go like,
no, I don't eat lettuce at all.
So you're saying like you're just not happy with the actual
product
that
you
ordered. It's not that they got it wrong. It's just that
you don't like
it. But I know people that will
send
it back and be like, give me, I want this.
No.
Yeah, I know. And I used to be there. I was like, oh, God. And I used to, like, call him out. I was like, again? Seriously? And I even told him, like, I'm going to stop coming out to eat with you. I was like, because it was like.
Do I know this guy?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. I don't like that. I don't like being embarrassed by somebody that I'm with. Like, I don't like that. And, yeah, I don't know.
I was just like, come on. And I felt sometimes I felt like they did it just because they knew that they could do it, and they could probably keep that food that they still have.
Oh yeah,
and get something brand new and take both of it home.
Yeah, I won't do that, but I am the type of person that if someone goes, "Damn, I don't really want this," I'm like, "Bro, you better say something." But I'm not gonna say something at all. I'm just gonna be like, "I'm gonna eat my food, even if I brought it." And was like, "I don't really like it."
Yeah,
but you go ahead
and
say something.
I just eat it because I don't want it to go to waste. Like they're probably just gonna throw it out in the trash or something. And it's like, well, just because I don't like the like specific taste of it doesn't mean that they did anything wrong that they have to correct.
Like,
but
it's
just
throw all this away and give me something else because I didn't like it.
Yeah,
like you said about Taco Bell. If I'm at Taco Bell and there's like lettuce on there, I'll take it back. Like, okay, I didn't want lettuce on here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. If you order it a certain way and they just straight up don't give it to you the way that you ordered, then you have grounds to send it back.
For me, it depends what it is because like stuff like that, like. I mean, I have gotten mad where I've gotten a chicken sandwich from my Chick-fil-A and it's not the deluxe. It's just the fucking chicken. And I'm just like, and then I sometimes have gone back and been like, you motherfucker. And I'm just like, I'm not the type of person that's like, give me free shit for my time. But I am the person I'm just like, in my head, like, maybe they'll give me something free, you know, like just get my order right. And if they don't, I'm like, ah, fuck it, whatever. Like it is. But like, yeah, usually though, if they get it wrong, whatever, I still eat it. I'm like, unless they get a lot wrong.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, I can't let this slide by. This is like four items. I got to fucking go back. But when you go back, if they forgot something.
I don't.
I've only been back once, and that's when I lived with my mom. And she lived right down the street from the Wingstop, and I get home and there's no ranch. I can't eat wings of no ranch.
Man. Yeah,
so I called them. Yeah, I had to go up back up enough, there for ranch. That's
enough right there.
Because when there was no ranch, I was like, joke. And it was only like, dude, my mom lived right down. It was like 3 minutes away, so I was like, all right, I'm running right back down there.
But I almost sent a text today because I was warming up some leftover wings, and like there was no more ranch. And I was like, man, like, I was questioning, like, do I really want to eat this shit without ranch? Right. So I almost asked y'all, can y'all eat Wingstop without the ranch?
I can. I need ranch. But, like, it'd have to be, like, I heat it up, like, three or four left. And then I can go, like, yeah, fuck it. But, like, if I'm heating up, like, eight, seven, I'm just like, nah, I need that. Like, there's just too much to enjoy for me not to have ranch with this. And
I had four.
Yeah. See, but that is, like, it's in the middle. Like, you kind of, if you're in a mood, if not, you'd wait. But, like. I could probably do four.
It's just not the same.
And you can't have other ranch. You gotta got that.
Yeah, because you can't put that fucking Hidden Valley on there, and it's all thick. No. Like, no.
No, no, no. You gotta have the real ranch for that.
Because I've gotten wings and took them home, and they were boneless. But I was like, I'm just gonna eat them. Yeah. I had the ranch and I had the fries, so I was like, all right, fuck it. It's a lost cause. I'm not gonna go back there because I'm hungry. I want to eat.
That's kind of how I am. At that point, it's just like, I just want to fucking eat. Yeah. Like, I'm hungry. I waited already this long. Like, by the time that I make another phone call, then take it back, then get another order, like, I'm probably not even going to be hungry anymore.
See, but I've been mad where they've forgotten it, and I'm so hungry and mad that I'm just, like, I don't even think, and I just grab the keys and go straight over there. Like, without even telling my wife, I'm just going because I'm not mad. That's, I'm just like.
Christina will do that shit. She's the one that usually, like,
fuck
if
this.
I'm just like, oh, they didn't give us our biscuits or something. Our biscuits. She's like already taken off.
Yeah. That's how I can. It depends. Like, I have to reach that. Like, it takes a bit. Like, for me, it's like steps. But, like, there's only like, it's like three steps of anger for me to go. For Gabby, there's like four. For Christina, was like, there's like one, two.
Yeah, it's like pretty much. Boom, boom. If they get it wrong, then something.
For y'all, what's it seem like? Y'all seem like a little bit longer than that.
Oh, it takes a long time.
What would it have to take in order for you to be like, I have to go back?
Like what he said, like if Wingstop forgot ranch.
Yeah,
there's no way.
Okay, I had to go back for that.
That is an unspoken rule, that for sure. For besides Wingstop, because I don't like, if you, fuck you, Anthony, but if anybody else eats wings without ranch, like they're in their ranch, like Wingstop without that Wingstop ranch, like you're just crazy.
Even if it's crazy, not spicy wings, like it's just the flavor of the ranch on it. It's
it's the combo. Like that, it's the ranch with the wings.
Yeah, Wingstop ranch is so good. It's like before Wingstop ranch, I didn't like ranch at all.
Yeah, remember.
So the reason I started liking ranch is because of Wingstop. So I would just like, once I found out about it, I was like, oh my God, this shit is great. So
Wingstop Ranch and Risky's Ranch are my favorite.
Ooh. I haven't had Risky's Ranch.
And try Plucker's Ranch, even though you don't go there a lot.
Plucker's Ranch is pretty good. Plucker's Ranch is pretty good.
Yeah. I'll have to.
Plucker's got some good ranch too, bro.
But I'm sure I liked it whenever I went. I love ranch though. Like, I can eat all kinds of.
Well, who's got the worst one? Because Buffalo Wild Wings don't got that good of a ranch. It's okay. But it's not
like. It's eatable, but.
I don't like the places that make their own shit. Like, it's like.
Well, doesn't Wingstop make their own?
But I mean, like, they try to, like, use, you like, know, their own, like, try to be all, like, hipster, bougie type.
This shit. Is our special one. Yeah. Well, that special was disgusting.
I don't need that shit.
I remember once I was eavesdropping on a conversation at Wingstop, and somebody asked them about the ranch. They were like, well, where's your ranch room? It's so good. And they don't make their own. It was the manager at the time, too. She was just saying they didn't. It may have been Hidden Creek or whatever the fuck you said. Hidden Valley?
Hidden Creek. No, Hidden Valley.
That's a neighborhood.
No, Hidden Valley.
No, but she was trying to tell her, like, yeah, you can buy this at your local grocery store.
Then they must do something.
For Buffalo Wild Wings?
No, Wingstop.
What do you think, they pour, like, water in it?
I don't know. But
I thought Wingstop did their own.
I need to ask them about that. I'm sure they get asked about it every day. I'm still going to ask them about it again. Oh, shit, write it down. I mean, somebody Google it.
We would be able to do this, you know?
Do your Googles.
We can't pull that up for someone.
Yeah, Google it.
Yeah, Google that
up, dog. Because, it's great.
I'm pretty sure.
You can buy our ranch by the pound at the store.
This is it?
Shut up.
Customers come. Oh, they're talking about like their store.
Oh, got you. See, I believe that, but I don't think you
can. Hey, that's actually a good idea. I should do that.
I buy always the bucket one, but I know you can buy that by like the big plate. Because I buy the little bucket
one. Yeah, you can get the little bucket.
Yeah, I always get ranch. That one.
But I still, but you didn't find out like how they make it though, like where it's from or anything.
Everything I saw just now was all recipes on how to imitate it. They didn't say
like to buy it somewhere. Where's your facts at, Joe? Who told you this bullshit?
The manager.
The manager's
a piece of shit. They're probably not there
fucking liar.
Anymore.
They're not.
No, he's not a piece of shit.
She was a very mean lady. No, it was a she.
She was mean.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember one time, my dumbass, I went to go eat there, and I was fucking fresh out of high school. You know how they give you the tray? Mm-hmm. Well, I took the tray, and it was like, I was sitting across from somebody, so I was like, I don't know where to put it, so I just put it on the floor. So she walks by, she grabs it, and not on our table, but the other table, she takes it, she just slams it, and then she just walks away.
God.
I'm like, bitch. I was like, what the fuck? But she was one of those, like, she was like a lesbian, but she was like the guy version, though.
Like a butch.
Yeah.
A butch dyke.
She was one of those. So, I mean, she scared me.
Oh, yeah. It's a little scary sometimes.
But, yeah, she grabs it. She just slams it on the other table, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Like, have y'all ever had, like, the restaurant that you go to that you don't go there just to get the hookup, but you know somebody there that, like, usually will give you a hookup whenever they see you there.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had, well, just to be more specific, like one of the restaurants at Montgomery Plaza, the manager was one of the residents. So whenever we'd go there and he'd see us, like we'd get like 50% off of our meal, which was cool anytime that it happened. But like, I would never ask for it or anything. But one of the coworkers would like mention it to the waiter. Like, hey, usually they give us, and it's like,
that. I don't that's like fucking that.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't do that.
So, like, me and, like, my supervisor would hurry up and pay our tab, and then, like,
so get you're not out included?
Of there. Yeah. So it's like, you know, like, no. You know, like, we don't all feel that way.
No, yeah. Like, I don't. Yeah,
it's like taking advantage of it and just, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I can't ask. I can't, maybe when I was younger, maybe in high school, a little bit, maybe after high school, like, maybe if I saw a friend, I'd be like, oh, hook it up, whatever. But I can't no more, like, my brother works like at Starbucks and he never gives me a discount ever in his life.
I'd probably be mad about that. I'd be like, all right, bitch.
I have been. I'm not going to lie. I've been mad, but I've been like, every time I go to Starbucks, guy be like, did you see your brother? I'm like, yeah. She's like, let me guess. I'm like, yeah, he didn't give us a discount again. She's
damn,
like,
damn, even
yeah.
Christina gets a discount like pretty good at her at the hospital.
Shit, not that's Jesse.
Starbucks.
And Jesse.
They're not even related.
Jesse's a supervisor. he's a manager.
So he can pull some strings if he wants.
He has the, and then he came out, hugged me, we got in a conversation, like, told his friend.
I went there, $10 though.
Yeah, just right there. And I'm like, yeah. And then 13 something.
See what he does.
Fuck, man. No, I got to pay first.
Oh, yeah, you do, right?
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, Jesse, whatever.
Hey, speaking of Montgomery Plaza, those are apartments, right?
But I don't expect the guys.
Condos? Yeah.
How much are those? I mean, I know they're way out there, but like.
The cheapest one, like a one bedroom, probably 800 square feet is like around like 350 or something.
God.
Well,
and
when
then
they,
anything more than like that to be up automatically there jumps up to like 450 on up to like a million.
So anybody here in Montgomery Plaza is like a upper. Well, actually fucking 15 years ago, it was the ghetto. But, like, now it's, like, an upper hipster.
Yeah, it
hipster.
Used to be a fucking ghost town over there.
Now that's the hot spot in
tornado.
Funky town.
Nobody wanted to go around there. I grew up, like, in that area when it was called, like, 6th and 7th Street. And, like, the little gangs ran the neighborhood. And then now it's, like, a hipster ran, like, whole area. You know where hipsters.
It's completely
different.
It's, like, the spot
it's
to
the
be.
The hot spot
around there.
But, like, everything over there is expensive. Like, that's where, like. If anybody been to Austin, where they have like 6th Street, like we have 7th Street over there, and like Montgomery Plaza is right. So it's like the uppity.
If you out there on a Saturday night, it feels like a 6th Street out there because
people.
Yeah, it's just not one long street though. You know, it's multiple like
locations.
Trees and shit, but dude, it's fucking crazy out there on a Saturday night, and it'll kind of remind you of Austin.
Yeah, it kind of does. It has a different, it has the same vibe, but a different style though.
Yeah different people. Yeah,
like
different people.
Night.
To Sunday,
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all the way to Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's fun. But yeah, that's what we're talking about. It's like higher. But I remember when they first opened up around there, it was people were, what was expensive, like when it was brand new, like in the 7th Street, Montgomery Plaza, Well, mainly like the 7th Street area when all those condos would open up. Like, I think you can get like a one bedroom. Did I say it wrong? Condos? Did I say condos?
Whenever I used to work at the tower and you fell down in the street.
Oh, we were taking pictures.
It was like real slow.
When?
Was he falling? He was like going up. Remember? It was me, you, him, and Christina.
Yeah, we were taking pictures. It was whenever we were still doing music.
I remember. I know the situation.
You fell and scraped your knee.
I think you stepped off the curb. And then, like, and we landed just watching you fall. Because it took a long time for you to finally hit the ground.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
So, anyways, it was like 13, and I'm kidding. No, I don't remember that. I don't remember falling. Yeah. No.
That shit was
funny. I remember the pictures and everything, but, yeah. But I'll be honest, I do fall
a
lot.
That's a random ass memory. So, all right, go ahead.
But yeah, they were expensive. No, well, like, you're saying condos was like $3,200, right? Like the
cheapest?
The studio, like the cheapest?
No, $350,000. They buy them.
Oh, to buy.
Yeah, they don't rent
those.
Oh,
okay. Like, see, I didn't know that then.
The only ones that are rented are people that buy multiple, and then they'll rent them out.
What do these people do?
If you're renting, you're paying probably about $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
Depending on the size of
it. Yeah, yeah.
And the people that live in there, I'm sure you've talked to a few of them. Like, what do they do? Like, yeah, what do you have to do to be able to afford something like that?
The people that live there, like, they own businesses. They are, like, retired. A lot of engineers, which are fucking thrilled to work for. There's just, I don't know, a lot of people are, like old money.
Yeah.
And those are, like, some of the nicest, like, coolest people that you'll ever meet. Like, there's a few billionaires that live there. And those are, like, some of the, like, nicest ones. The worst ones are the kids. They're the millionaires' children.
Yeah.
Are like the worst ones.
They're just real snobby.
Yeah, titles.
Yeah. Fucking, yeah, brats. Oh, yeah. And don't know how to talk. I mean, not all of them. I'll say like a lot of them are really cool, really nice. Like just a lot of them are like TCU students.
Yeah.
And like their parents wanted them to live close. So they just bought them. One of those places.
Little condos. And fucking spoiled. I mean, I'll be real. If I had all that dumb money, I might do the same thing with my kids.
Yeah, like, I mean, I would too, but it's just like.
But they wouldn't be entitled, man. Pricks, you know? Like, they wouldn't be rude. They'd be, you know, make sure they come with class and manners.
Humble.
Yes, please.
Well, that's what we think. That's because they do say money changes people.
I don't think money's changed.
But I think if we came
into money.
No,
I'm talking
about,
like, I know. Like stupid money. Like,
we won the lottery. Like, I think we have that humble beginning to where we'd know, like, okay, I know I didn't like being treated like this by people, so I damn sure won't treat anybody like that.
And plus, I don't have the mentality of, like, if I'm rich, I'm going to automatically be like, I should charge people like shit. Like, that doesn't, like, my mind goes, like, I want to be even nicer to people because, like, I want to make sure that they, you know, like, I want them to feel like, oh, this guy's not an asshole because he's got a little bit of money or whatever. Like,
I can't be rude
nice.
To people no matter what. Like, same. I always have to try to approach things from, like, all right, if I was in this position, this is how somebody would have to approach me for me not to get pissed off or offended.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I don't want to come across, like, condescending to anybody or anything like that. So even when we used to have to deal with, like, homeless people or, like, crackhead-type people, unless they were, like, belligerent with us, then like I would always be like real cool and just, you know, talk to them like normal. I mean, they're people.
Mm-hmm.
So like I would just get the same effect that like the other people that are like, hey, you got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Or hey, you got to go, like, get out, come on, let's go. Like I'd go over there, talk to them for a little bit, and then they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you get the same effect, but you're not being a dickhead.
A better
them.
Outcome though.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. There's
there
a
were times
to
where like, I mean, they, you know, start mouthing off or something, and then that's it would go different. But,
yeah, but like, you approach it differently first, right?
Yeah. What would you? Huh? What? I almost got in a fight with this guy that in front of Montgomery Plaza. He just like he was fine with being kicked out, and like was just like you could hear him like mumbling. And my supervisor was the one that went out there and would talk to him and like, hey, you got to get out, because I mean they were just like sitting there counting pills like on the bench in front of the lobby. Uh-huh. And then like that guy was like, oh, okay, you know, no problem. And then like he was like sitting there and it was him and a lady, and then like he was just like talking. He's like, yeah, you know, you could tell like it was getting to him, and then he just started like, you know, fuck that. And then he just looked at me because I was the only one outside, and he was like, fuck you.
And then, like, he said, fuck you, Skeletor.
Yeah, like, and then I was still standing out there like waiting for him to leave, and then like I started arguing back with them, so then my supervisor had to run out there and get in between us and tell them to leave.
But get the fuck out of here.
He like started making fun of me after that because I guess I was like cussing back at that guy. But yeah, I mean, usually I can be pretty calm until like, because I don't like to get pissed off. But whenever I'm pissed off, I love being pissed off.
Bro, same.
If that makes sense. Yes. Like I love, like I don't like to go into something like knowing that it's going to be an argument. But if an argument starts, I fucking love it.
Yeah, like, I got to go through with
man,
this.
Man, I love that same. Shit. So then like, it's like, okay, like now I'm going to make you sit in this shit with me.
Yeah,
my
goal
is to piss you off. Like way more than you are right now. So then, like I don't like to get into those positions, but whenever I'm in it, I want to fucking stay there.
Yeah, they unleashed you already. At that point, you're just like, bro, like you brought this.
This is like, I love this shit.
Yeah,
like,
same. Let's go. I really do. I go away so much. I'm like, I don't want to get in arguments, but if they do, I'm just like, all right, you know, like if you're going to keep going at it, like.
I let people get away with a lot of shit. And then it's like, okay, they say one more fucking thing, then that's it. Yeah. And then, like, they don't. And then afterwards, you're like, man.
I wish they would have.
Like,
Like,
damn it, man. Like, I have all this shit now. And, like, I hate that shit.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a fight at work?
Like, a fist fight?
Yeah. Or, like, maybe even something that came close to one?
Yeah, several times.
For real?
Yeah.
No shit. Where? At which one?
Like, with coworkers. Like, we would argue. Couple of crackheads or stuff, or like moving companies, we used to get into it with them a lot. But just shit like that, to where they test your patience and then like take your kindness for weakness and keep fucking with you.
Yeah, they take advantage.
But that's my problem, is I always think somebody's trying to fuck with me. So like, it's like, okay, like I'm being nice, I'm being cool, I'm trying to be professional because we're at work. And then whenever they keep doing it, then it's like, okay, you really think I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
So then, like, after that, then it's like, okay, well, now I'm going to meet you on your level.
Bring the same energy.
Yeah. And it's like, all right, let's see where it goes. Like, because, this ain't me. I'm just at work. You know, I'm not trying to come out of character.
Just keep poking at you.
Yeah.
What if you wanted to fight him and then they got naked and wanted to fight? What would you do?
I'd fight them. I don't give a fuck. I would fight them. What
the fuck? I would probably laugh. That would probably make me like, that would probably change.
I'd fight. I'd be like, come on.
Hey, Seuss would get turned on.
I'd be like, which one? I can get naked too, bro. Come on. What do you want me to do, bro?
Seuss has a boner. The other guy doesn't.
We going at it, bro?
We doing this shit or what?
I'd just psych him out. He'd be like, shit, all right, never mind, bro. We got a boner coming at me.
Nah. Speaking of fighting, though, real quick. It was a big fight this weekend. I wish Asus was in the fighting.
But you know, Connor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's fighting.
Yeah. Before, we only got like 6-7 minutes. Who do you have winning this weekend before we leave?
I would not mind seeing Connor win.
Who's it? Connor against who?
Dustin Poirier. And this is the third fight. One of them, they've each won one.
Yes, I know about this fight.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I like Dustin a lot. And I want him to like go on and be successful, but I don't like all of the shit that Connor's getting because he's lost, you know, he hasn't been doing too great in the past.
But that's also kind of his fault too. Well, I get, you know, dude, you know, I love Connor too, but he just took too much fucking time off and stayed away from the game for too long, and then
came back different. He was kind of like more respectful and like kind of, you know, approaching everything differently. And I think when he's not playing those mind games, then, like, it's...
The opponent.
Yeah, it's kind of different. Mm. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing... I don't think I'd be disappointed with any one of them winning, but I really wouldn't mind seeing Connor win this.
I'd be disappointed if Connor lost. And that sucks, because I really like Dustin Poirier a lot. But just like I said before, like, the UFC's better when Connor's winning. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, you know, he's that main dude.
I think if Connor loses... I think they'd do a fourth one. I don't think Dana White would be happy with Connor not winning.
Yeah, if he loses, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
Kind of like whenever Nate Diaz beat Connor that first fight, and it was just like, oh, shit, that wasn't supposed to happen. Immediate rematch. You know, like, and it was like, that would have kept going until Connor won. Because, they wouldn't want. Yeah.
Oh, that's his boy? That's Dana's boy, Connor?
Well, at one point,
I don't know who
because
he is
they were...
now. But Connor made him. Ronda Rousey was like
Whoever's the biggest, him and Dana White got along very well. Mm-hmm. And at one point, like, Conor pretty much called his own shots. Like, whatever he wanted, that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Just because of all the money he was bringing in. The way he fought, too. Like, if he was, like, a boring wrestler or something, I don't know if he could get that kind of treatment. Even though if he was still winning, like, he's exciting, though. Whatever he said was going to happen in the fight.
I mean, he can fight. Yeah. And that's the thing that makes him, like, that total package. Like, he can talk shit. He's great and witty in that moment where he's just arguing with people, but yeah, he can fucking fight too. Yeah. That so, left hand.
I'm gonna go with Connor.
All right, I hope he wins, man.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Yeah,
who's the undercard? Anybody?
Just the fight, right? I don't know. I know the fight right before theirs is Stephen Thompson versus Gilbert Burns, and So the other ones, I'm not too sure. I have to look again, but I know. That's the co-main event right there.
Yeah.
What's up?
I don't know any of them. Oh. I forgot you had the
And the reason why I wish Jesus liked fighting, too, is because this might sound selfish, but you know the type of fight parties we could have here in his living room? That shit would be so fun.
Well, here's the thing. I don't mind having a fight. Like, Gabby is always like, let's have, like, the fights here. Like, she loves the fights. Like, she doesn't know anything, but she loves watching the fights. Fine. So if y'all literally hit me up, Gabby would be like, yes, let's fucking do it. Because she's always
I'm not going to call you and tell you, hey, have the fight.
Anthony does. But then I'm like, all right, then he's like, we're going to have it over here.
Yeah, we usually watch him at my cousin Michael's house. He's another one that, like, is really into it.
Mm-hmm.
But
when's this fight?
Saturday. So, but, yeah. But, you know, there'll be plenty of fights and, you know, a lot more fights coming up. So, if you ever want to have one.
Yeah, we'll see whatever YouTube is fighting you, TikToker next. Just wait.
If you ever want to have one.
Yeah, no, we definitely will have one. Yeah, down over here.
Well, I know. I don't know. I guess I have been lately. Like, I don't know if I'd really do it though. But like, thinking of selling my house because I looked up what it's estimated now, and it's like, I could probably make like some money off of it and just move into an apartment for a few years, or just buy and when the prices go down, maybe buy another house again. Like, would y'all ever do something like that?
No, you should rent it out. You should rent your house out. And make money off of that. And then live in an apartment, but then you still own the house. And you make money because then your house value will only go up. So then you just raise up the rent. Like,
yeah, because what my house is, like, what it's going for right now, I'm like, I would never pay this much. But people coming in, though, they might try to pay for it. Yeah,
right now is actually good. My sister just sold her house for, like,
a lot more.
Yeah, a lot more than what I thought it was.
The market is popping right now, for sure. Mm-hmm. People will pay anything.
She just bought a new house. And, yeah, they got, like, a really nice house right now. They got like a theater room in there and everything.
Because that's what I want. I like my house, but I just guess I didn't take into consideration. Like, dude, I want a pool table. I just want more shit in there that I can't do in there because I don't have enough room. Yeah. So I'm like, man,
You should rent it out. You'll make so much money. And it'll be consistent.
Even if you put some money into it and just update some shit, and then, then it'll go up even more than that. But yeah, I mean,
you sell it big time, though.
Yeah, being single, if you don't mind living in an apartment, like, that wouldn't be bad.
But, okay. All right. That's all I wanted to throw out there.
Well, we wish you the best, Joey.
Thank you.
Just like we wish for none of the best, too.
You know, I wrote her something. I didn't even get a text back or anything.
No way.
Yeah, I told her last week.
Oh, yeah. She never wrote you back after?
No, I mean, it wasn't. I just, you know, it said like two sentences, but no, she never wrote me back. I'm like, all right, Fed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's like, who?
Yeah.
Fernanda.
That's cool, though.
Damn.
Heartbreak. I'll see her eventually.
Yeah, you will. All right. Well, let's close it up, guys. This is a good episode, hopefully. Hopefully everybody enjoyed it.
Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah. Again, you know, Fernanda's not here, so this will be us. But it's all good, though. We're going to.
This is us.
TFTI.
Watch our views just skyrocket now.
Fed's not here.
Unless they figure out she's not the only one.
Make that happen, people.
Let her know. Skyrocket. Let her know she missed out, guys. Let her know this is a success. And this shit just 5 views. Fucking next week.
Yeah.
Last week, they're like, oh, Fed's not here. The views weren't that good. This week, they're like, Fed told us she's not going to be here. So they're definitely not going to watch. But no. Well, yeah. Well, thanks, guys, for watching. Is there anything else you guys want to say before we go? Fetus, do you have any questions? Oh, wait.
See y'all next week.
But if that's it, though, guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week. And thanks
for accepting our invitation.